The images from a 1976 student uprising in the township of Soweto are still searing. Apartheid police firing at and beating back black students rebelling against a deliberately racist educational system imposed by the powerful apartheid government. South African ambassador to the U.S., Ibrahim Rasool, says this is when Soweto rose to the global stage and gave birth to a long and difficult, but ultimately successful, struggle to end government-mandated racial segregation.
In a way, it has come to embody the symbol of resistance, that you don't have to accept injustice and wrong.
We raise our hands and we say, we will be free!
Much like the civil rights movement in the United States in the 1960s.
The civil rights leaders said, you know, we must be free at home, but we also must defend the right of those abroad to be free as well, especially those in southern Africa.
Carson says a visit to Soweto by the first black U.S. president sends an especially powerful message to all those who struggled against racial discrimination.
It is a tribute to all of those who live there and who fought against apartheid, sacrifice their lives, sacrifice their community, their development in order to change the system.
Soweto is no longer the collection of shanty towns it was when South Africa's first black president, Nelson Mandela, took office in 1994. It is now a center for tourism, culture, and a growing middle class.
There is this creativity, there is this dynamism, there is this growth that is taking place.
Rasool acknowledges there are still many challenges, including poverty, unemployment, and housing problems in Soweto. But he notes there is a renewed hope, especially among young people who are pushing ahead with astounding speed.
Soweto has almost moved directly from the drum to the cell phone without too many fixed lines in between. In much the same way, it is going from counting on our fingers in Soweto to using the tablets and iPads and all of those kind of modern technology, no personal computers in between. I think that this is the energy that I think you must see.
Rasool says Soweto today offers a window to a new Africa and symbolizes not only resistance, but resilience. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, Washington.